Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Come, Jesus said. Today we look at a familiar section from Matthew chapter 14. Come, Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. As the little girl stands at the edge of the pool, her dad reaches out to her and says, jump, I've got you. Some will hesitate, but most, with a little bit of urging, fly into dad's waiting arms. They've done it before, and he caught her every time. She's jumped from the sofa, the top step, and now the pool. She jumps with a giggle of trust and excitement. In our verses for today, Jesus and his disciples had just finished feeding the crowd with the small portions of fish and bread. Over and over, the disciples have witnessed Jesus responding in love with healing and providing for those around him. Jesus sent his disciples on ahead of him. While crossing the lake, a storm came up that tossed the boat in a way that would raise fear in most of us. On top of that, the previous verses say that Jesus went out to them shortly before dawn. What's worse than being on a lake during a storm? Being on a lake during a storm at night. Off in the distance, the disciples see someone crossing the lake. Thinking he was a ghost, their fears were heightened even more. Then they hear his voice telling them, "It is I." We can count on Peter to respond impulsively and tell Jesus that if it is truly him, to invite Peter to join him on the water. Jesus shares one word, come. No long explanation to prove who he was. Come. Sometimes we can feel like we're in a storm in the middle of the night. We feel like we're being tossed about by worry, fear, doubt, guilt. We can feel helpless and anxious. We can so often try to manage it all on our own. We fret. We worry. We may find ways to manage our stress that is not good for us or God-pleasing. The worst of our struggles may be guilt over a particular sin or many sins. In those times, reach for the Word. In it, you will find a reassurance even greater than the trust the little girl has in her dad. Over and over, the Bible reminds us of God's love for us, his power over evil, over enemies of his, and over our sin. Recall the stories of Daniel, Noah, Joseph, and David. God's love for his people and his power over all things is beyond our understanding. Of all the things that he has done, they all point to Jesus, the ultimate promise kept. Jesus' defeat of Satan sealed our assurance that forgiveness and heaven is ours through faith. We can trust that, and we can trust him. You may not be facing the fear of jumping into a pool or being on a boat during a storm, but each day can bring concerns and fears that make us anxious. Look to Jesus, open arms, saying to you, come. Go to him in prayer and confidence, knowing not only that he can help you, he wants to help you because of his unending love for you. We pray. Dearest Jesus, you have power over wind and waves. Even more, you have redeemed me with your power over sin. Forgive me when I doubt. Help me to put my trust in you with confidence in your love for me. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.